Oh, hello. Christmas Eve. Well, wishing you all of you a very merry Christmas and Happy New Year tomorrow. I had a bit of spare time this evening. I've just finished watching a movie, which was interesting, but got a bit bored with it after a while, and I just turned it off, and I thought I'd come and talk to you a little bit. I read recently a an article, but it was a letter published in the Ride magazine, January issue of the Ride magazine. It was a letter from a guy called Chris Sheridan. It was about diversity in motorcycling. He was commenting on the fact that there weren't that many black bikers in the UK. Well, fair enough. He has a point. There aren't that many. And I responded to it by writing to the Ride magazine, who printed my response in their February issue of the magazine, which I found very gratifying. But it was very heavily, I wouldn't say censored, but it was very heavily edited. So therefore, I mean, the point was made, and many of my friends thought it was excellent, and thank you. But the letter that I wrote was actually much longer in and the content, were more comprehensively. The issue was more comprehensively discussed in my letter. So I thought I'd expand a little bit on their edited version of it and tell you what I actually said. I started off by saying that I was a biker myself. I didn't actually identify that I was a black biker. And that I too, of course, I've noticed a dearth of bikers from the ethnic minorities in my travels across the UK. And as many of you know, I've covered the UK fairly extensively with my charity rides for prostate cancer. I've done about three rides from Yorkshire to John O'Groats, down to Land's End and back. And I've called at many venues, cafes, and met up with a hell of a lot of bikers. So, yeah, I have over the years since I started biking, I have noticed, even at my local cafe, noticed that there aren't that many black bikers about. I made the point that the fact that there weren't that many bikers in the UK had nothing, or rather, it had more to do with cultural differences rather than the over-politicized diversity issue. It had nothing to do with, it's not, it wasn't a black and white issue. Because in my experience, the biking community in the UK welcomes bikers from all backgrounds. And the fact that bikers from the ethnic communities perhaps do not choose to integrate and take up this socially liberating interest and perhaps their reluctance to join the Brotherhood of Bikers has more to do with their subjective perspective of the world of motorcycling. Chris, the originator of the letter, also mentioned that he thought that it was a white middle-class thing. Yeah, of course, the majority of bikers in the UK are white, or Caucasians, however you want to describe them. But they, in my experience, mostly comprise of your ordinary hard-working class individuals with a passion for biking. And I also think that it's generally linked to their upbringing and social environment, which puts them in contact with other folks who are into biking, perhaps their fathers, neighbours, friends. And of course, the influencing factor are the road movies and stars such as Steve McQueen, to name the most iconic. These are the kind of things that trigger that maverick and rebellious reaction, primarily in boys, to get on a bike and ride it and be free. I haven't incidentally forgotten the doctor, whom I also follow from watching MotoGP. Now, in my day, as I was growing up, there weren't any influential black icons for me to emulate. So what? I looked up to the likes of Marlon Brando, whom I saw in the movie The Wild Ones, and later Steve McQueen in The Great Escape. I also followed the likes of Jerry Dunlop and Barry Sheen, and the bikers who rode the Isle of Wight, or rather the Isle of Man TT races. So, Chris also mentioned that maybe the likes of Chris Eubank and Ian Wright and Idris Elba, who I believe own bikes, may provide or may serve as role models for black bikers. Well, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. To be a biker's icon, to be an icon of any kind, you need to have achieved something in that particular field of sports or whatever it is, you know, your passion lies. And as far as becoming a biker's icon, you need to have competed at a very, very high level, and won some trophies and won some events, and you need to be recognized, as in other sports, as being at the top of your game. That's what makes an icon. And certainly in the biking world, unless you've actually achieved something, achieved greatness, and won trophies and broken records and barriers and stuff, you cannot really be considered to be a role model to other bikers. So the likes of, you know, the personalities, or the likes of the celebrities, if you wish, you know, the likes of Chris Eubank and Ian Wright and Idris Elba and all that. I think they're in the wrong game to become bikers icon, black bikers icons and role models. And they're also too much in their celebrity status, I think, to go riding with your ordinary bike or on a regular basis. So potential black bikers need to look within themselves, into themselves, and decide whether or not they want to join that vast community of bikers and experience the thrill and freedom of the ride itself, of becoming a biker. At the end of the day, biking has really nothing to do with racial diversity. I mean, it's diverse enough as it is. I mean, the long, the tall, the short, the slim, the curvy, men, women, the disabled, anyone can join. Of course, I would welcome seeing more of my ethnic brothers on the roads, but biking, as I previously stated, is not a black and white issue. My friends don't give a damn. They don't care whether I'm a biker of colour. And being different doesn't occupy my psyche either. I don't go around thinking, well, I'm different and I'm black. It has no bearing on why I became a biker. I am what I am, and I am a biker, and my mates go riding with me because of my personality and individuality, my contrarian views and approach to life, which makes them, want to be in my company. I got into biking because I wanted also to share, I wanted to experience, I wanted the buzz, I wanted to experience the, now how should I put this, the volatility of life. I mean, maybe that's a psychological thing to discuss afterwards, but the risk factor is something that I think we all want to be part of and haven't quite got that perhaps spunk to get involved in it. But for me, yes, it's was also part. I mean, I realize the dangers that biking, becoming a motorbiker involved, but that risk is, I think, also part of that. Wanting to push yourself beyond your limitations. So, to sum it up, I guess, I would say biking is either in your soul or it's not. So, I would say to Chris and other black, potential black men, women, potential bikers from the ethnic minority who want to, who perhaps are thinking about becoming bikers, follow your soul. You don't need role models. As I said, follow your soul. In the final analysis, I think also that biking is a British hobby. We don't have a, similar to golf, we don't have a Tiger Woods in England, do we? I go cycling on a regular basis along the, as well as being a biker, I go cycling too. I'm a cyclist. I go along the rivers and the canals. And I don't see any black anglers. So that's why I'm saying that biking is a British hobby, similar to golf, angling, bowling, jam making, bird watching, train watching, rambling, bingoing. It's a part of the makeup of being British. And it therefore stands to reason that there will be more white bikers than black dudes, than black bikers, you know. And you don't need to belong to the middle class either. Most bikers work hard, save and buy what they can afford, be it a 125 Honda or an all singing, all riding, all dancing, all racing aerial or Honda Fireblade. So don't look for, whether you're black or white, actually, it doesn't really matter, but don't look for role models. I think we will, obviously, we will always look up and try to emulate those iconic personalities, champions, in the world of motorbiking, be it black or white. But let's not make an issue, and I would say to Chris, really, let's not make an issue of the color difference or the race difference. It really hasn't got anything to do with anything. Just get on with it. And if you want to be a biker because your friends ride, go and buy a bike and bloody ride with them, And I know some of you will have objections from your wives and your girlfriends, your mother and your father, and people will always paint a bleak picture of bikers, because of the risk factor, because of the dangers involved. But you can be cycling. I fell off my bike a couple of years ago, my bicycle a couple of years ago, and really hurt myself. And going back to 2003, I think it was. Yes, at the time, I was riding a Triumph Sprint ST, and I had a head-on collision with a car. It wasn't nice, and I didn't like it, and I was hurt pretty badly. But it's I've had car accidents too, and you can cross the road and get knocked over. So I think if your soul dictates that you should go and buy a bike, well, do it. Don't be intimidated by preconceived ideas about it. You will be welcomed by everyone within the biking community, whether you're black or white or red or yellow or green. Okay, so stay safe and just do it. Once a biker, always a biker, they say. It has a history, a very, very potent history in terms of, the engineering element itself behind the involvement of the biking manufacturing and the growth of biking is as interesting as the road car. So, you're welcome, be part of it. And if you are a black biker listening to this, well, say hello when you see me, and let's break bread. Cheers.